Okay, guys, welcome back to the Girl Gang podcast. I am recording in our new office at Work Suites, and I'm so thrilled to have our own space. It is really, really nice. So today we're going to go through and talk about a topic that you guys have been requesting, whether you're in our boss community through Dallas Girl Gang or whether you are following me personally on social media or Dallas Girl Gang, whatever it might be, people are asking about sponsorships. So we're going to dive in. I'm going to touch on several just quick notes that I made about this. I kind of anticipate this being a two-part type episode. There's so much that goes into this that you really can't cover in 30, 40 minutes. I would like to do this in 30 minutes and then record a part two. So let's jump in. Been talking to a friend about this, and I don't want it to seem like it's so complicated. What I'm going to say up front about sponsorships and pitching, it's tedious and it takes time. And that's the part that sucks. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have a system in place, if you don't have help, you need to. And you need to find some people or get a spreadsheet that's going to rule your life on this topic when it comes to sponsorships. So I've got my notes here. Let's dive right on in. So when it comes to sponsorships, and a lot of this, I'm going to preface, is going to be very transferable to paid partnerships. So if you're an influencer, if you are a company, if you have a brand and you want to collaborate with another brand, and you have something that you can offer to them and you feel like you should be compensated for that, this can definitely apply in that sense too. So here we go. First of all, number one, what is your focus of why are you getting sponsorships? Look at why you're doing this in the first place. So I'm gonna go, for example, talk about events because we're very event-centric and that's what we do with Dallas Girl Gang and with our conference. And so we're doing this to A, help cover our costs, B, offer our audience on Instagram right now, we're 25,000 plus, Facebook group is 13,000 plus, I think, I don't know, whatever. We wanna offer our audience to another brand, another company that can provide us something that we need because they in turn need our exposure. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. And we want to partner because we also, like I was saying a second ago, can be compensated for the use of our audience. So if you're an influencer listening to this, you know that sharing someone's stuff organically and driving traffic to their website, their social media, whatever, is super valuable. And you could be really, really good at that. And you deserve to be compensated for that because that's your work. And so the number one thing, why are you even trying to get sponsors? Is it because you think that's how it should be done? Is it because you know you want partners and you need help and you need a good team? Look at why you think you need those things. For example, with our events, I'm always going to go back to this. What do we have on our end that we could do something in a trade basis partnership that makes sense for an event? For example, there is a new up and coming, let's just say, drink company, whether it's water or wine or coffee or something. And then this happens both ways with our brand right now. People are reaching out to us, but also people didn't always reach out to us. We did a lot of cold pitching in the beginning days, or if they already kind of knew who we were, it was a little bit more warm of a lead. But if we have a little bit of a relationship, it's definitely going to be easier. But if we see someone that's kind of up and coming, we can say, hey, you have this awesome product or this awesome service. We, in this case, products, it's water. We want to offer you exposure with our audience by partnering with us in XYZ way. What do you think? I think the number one reason that a lot of pitches don't get read or responded to is because you're not specific enough and you don't ask for anything. People that you're pitching to are super, super, super busy like you, but probably even more so because the people you're reaching out to may be the decision makers, but also they may have to take it to their boss first. So you never know who you might be sending this to. If you get their email off of Instagram or something, it could be like, if it's info@blahblahblah.com, that could go to anybody. We don't know. So kind of to go backwards and kind of big picture, why are you getting the sponsors? Is it because you are trying to cover your costs and keep your costs low to produce the event or to produce something? Or are you doing something, creating a project or some kind of social media campaign that you need really strategic partners on? So really, you just have to know, why are you doing this? Why do you need sponsors? More than likely, it's because you need things paid for, and you have to have something that is of value to those people. If you're pitching to a makeup company, for example, and you're trying to put on a show about or an event about coffee, that doesn't make sense. That brand, that makeup brand you're going to reach out to, is probably going to delete your email, because that there's no correlation between the two unless you make it very clear how they could connect. So why are you doing it? And kind of a micro point to that, do you have something to offer who you're pitching to? If you have to, I would say stop right now. And if you're listening to this, write out all of the stuff that you can think that you have to offer to someone else that you might be pitching to. And that might be like, numbers are big, your email list, your following, your engagement, like how many comments do you get? Like, what they want to know, who's talking to you? Why are they talking to you? What kind of people are these? Do you have demographics? Do you have any survey information? Like, what percentage of women that follow you are African American, or what percentage of people that follow you are in Texas, or is it more all over the United States? They want to know those things. If it's on a local level, I think they're going to get that immediately. If you're reaching out to a local company, if you're reaching out to a larger company that's maybe a franchise or it's nationwide, I would, and you don't have an audience that's nationwide, it's going to be a lot tougher. Okay, so number two, you don't want to just seek their money. If you are pitching for cash, there is a low chance that that's actually going to happen unless you really, really did your research or you have solid relationships with the company that you're reaching out to. So what I mean by that, and of course you're like, Amanda, but we're trying to build a business to make money. I'm the biggest proponent for that. I 100% get that. And we do that. And we, because we have what people are, or the companies that we're working with and pitching to, we have something that they need and they want. You don't want to always just be thinking about the money of that piece, though, when you're pitching for sponsorship. You need to lay out, what is it going to take to produce this event or this project, whatever it is. And then, are there things that could get covered by a trade or in-kind or donation of time or goods or services, partnership, sponsorship, that we could cover that way? One example is if you are having an event and you need, you know, water covered, or you need something covered that you don't want to have to pay out of pocket for, who can you look at and see that, A, they're going to align with you? Do you have a relationship with them? How could you build a relationship with them? And then do they fit and things like that? For example, if you're trying to reach out for a sponsor that, you know, to sponsor drinks or something at your event, you don't need to send them a pitch with all of the monetary levels of sponsorship, because they're not going to, more than likely, unless they have bigger plans down the road to expand their product line or do something more innovative, their marketing dollars are not going towards a small local event that they're not going to get a return on. That's the other thing. You don't want to think about just money, sponsorships all the time, because these companies, and I say these companies, it's very general and I don't mean to be general. If you're working on a local level, especially a growing business, they want to know what's going to be the return on their investment. And they're probably going to ask you that. They're going to say, what are we going to get out of this? Are they going to get exposure? Are they going to get on social media? Is their product going to get in the hands of like hundreds of people? Like, what's going to happen that's going to make their brand grow or their revenue drive up? So you need to know that. The third thing is to freaking do your research. I'm laughing because I was talking to my assistant the other day. Yes, I hired an assistant. If you need a virtual assistant, please let me know, because Ashley Reyes is just an angel sent from God. She has been amazing. I digress. If you need her info, please let me know, because she's making our world a better place to be. But do your research, you guys. Oh, and I'm saying this, it's not like you guys have done this, and or you know what? We've all probably done this. We are getting pitched left and right, whether it's for the podcast or Dallas Girl Gang or me personally. And these people have not done their research. They don't know who we are. They don't even know my last name. They don't even know that we host events every single month. We host like two events a month. In 2020, that's my goal, is just two a month. In 2019, we did 40 events. That's more than three a month. So we're not doing that again, because your girl is tired. But they don't know who we are, y'all. They don't listen to the show. They don't follow us on social media. And here's what I think is happening. They see a big number on Instagram, or they see something that's trendy and cool, and they jump because they have themselves in mind. If you're pitching with yourself in mind, you might as well have never sent that email, because they're probably going to delete it. I deleted three emails just today, because within the first 30 seconds of reading, I knew they had no idea who we were. They were asking for things that don't make sense for us, and it was a waste of our time. And I know that sounds really harsh, but when you're A, running a business for profit and for growth and for changing people's lives, you don't have time to sift through. Also, these specific emails I was getting, they had been emailing us multiple times and from different accounts. And so that's where I'm like, this is not okay. They were trying to get us from every angle, and it didn't even make sense for us to partner with them. Like, they had nothing to do with what we do. Anyway, I digress. Also, there was one pitch we got recently that was like asking for a bunch of money for an event that was very similar to something that we do. And so that tells me right off the bat, they have not researched anything. They haven't seen that we do our own conference. They haven't seen that this would be kind of a conflict of interest. And they just want money. Also, if they would have done their research, they would have seen I am a full-time teacher still, hoping to quit and get out soon. But we're a startup. We're less than 2 years old, technically. And we are not a company that has the resources right now to be dishing out $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 to a sponsorship for something we don't even know about. That doesn't make sense. Now, sidebar, if it was like Chase Bank and, you know, if it was a big company, it was going to be a huge return on our investment, hell yes, I would do it. I would give $1,000 on the spot if I knew we were going to get national exposure, because in my mind, I know where my goals are. I know I'm headed to like franchise this business model or launching into Austin, all those things. So do your research, even if it's just like 5 minutes, like go on Instagram, find something unique about that person, that company, especially if you've never even used their product or engaged with their brand at all. That's really risky. Now, do we do it? Yes. But obviously we can't like, you know, buy all the products of all the brands we want to work with, and then it's not going to work out. Don't do that. But I'm saying do your research, because people that are reading these emails can sniff it a mile away. I can sniff it. And it's kind of like when someone's trying to be creepy about direct sales. And I say that coming from a direct sales background. I did direct sales for 4 or 5 years. And I know we could talk about that another time. I'm a proponent of it. It funded the first days of Dallas Girl Gang when there was no money coming in, because it wasn't even a thing yet. But do your research, please, for me. Do your research. And if you are a part of our boss community, And if you're not, DallasGirlGang.com/boss community, you can post in our group and run your pitch by me. Say, hey, does this look good? Or, you know what, better yet, run it by the dozens of other women that are in that group and say, what do you guys think? Does this sound good? Any suggestions? So do your research. And yeah, this is what the boss community is for too. It's like having someone proofread it. Have someone proofread it. Get help. Sounds really, really abrasive. Get help. Have someone help you and or have a system. I said this at the beginning, but if you don't have a spreadsheet of like who you've reached out to, what's the brand, what's the email, when did you contact them, when did you follow up, have you followed up yet, are they interested, have they emailed you back, all of that data is going, and you guys, a year ago, if you would have asked me this, I would have been like, ooh, like that sounds really boring and tedious, like I'm just going to do what I want. If you don't have a system in place, you are going to leave money on the table. And I will say that again. You are going to leave money on the table if you are not organized. And I was just talking to Abby about this. Abby Hillis is the founder of Grow Group out of Austin. But she's helping me plan the conference this year. She's amazing and a great friend. And we had a pause moment last week and she was like, we have to, like, there's so much going on in my company right now, in her company, and we're planning this conference. And, you know, we're 7 months out from this thing. And so she was like, we need to see who else can help us. And she's got people on her team too, but who can step in and help us just make sure this is all organized? Because we had a system and we had things going, but with a massive conference like that, I say massive, it's massive to me, whatever. She's got so much going on. I have my responsibilities. Some things were falling through the cracks. So again, Ashley Reyes, lo and behold, swooped in and I said, hey, I need you to help us just go in and run the data of like who we've reached out to, have they contacted us back, are they interested, when was the date we followed up, blah, blah. That way we can just go into that spreadsheet and see, oh, they're interested and the last time we talked to them was February 1st, we should probably follow up because it's February, whatever the hell, I don't know. So get help, have a system. If you are like, I can't afford help, I can't afford an assistant, it's surprisingly affordable. So even if you don't, you know, bring Ashley to your team, find someone like Ashley who you can pay, you know, $15 an hour, $10 an hour, maybe even if it's a college student. Maybe a lot of this stuff is research, right? I said do your research. Well, if you're doing this as a side hustle, especially side hustlers, listen up, you're going to need some help. You cannot do this by yourself. I will preach this until the day I die. You can't do this by yourself. You can't. I'm telling you right now, you cannot do it by yourself. So find a friend, find a college student, either someone to volunteer their time, pay them, you know, $15 an hour for 2 hours a week to do some research for you. And I'm saying they need to research different kinds of companies that you're looking for, their email addresses, whatever it might be. Find the work that you like to do and then delegate the stuff that you don't like to do to someone else. If you can afford that, or maybe you're still at a stage where you are like solopreneuring it, and I totally feel you 100%. But if this is something that's like you're in the very beginning stages, maybe you can do it by yourself, and maybe there's a one-time project that you need help with. So let's just pretend this is your first event you've ever thrown. You're gonna need a lot of help if you have never thrown an event. Unless if it's like a for-profit, longer than 2 hours, more than 20 people, you're going to need help. There's so many things that go in and out of event planning that you're going to need somebody. So it's worth it on the front end to invest if you have to pay someone to help you in this process so that later, or really in that the other time frame, you can spend that time doing the stuff that's income producing, if that's your focus, which most likely it's going to be, so that the end result is positive and you are not breaking even or in the negative, God forbid. I am very, very proud of the fact that we're self-funded. And I'm very, very, very proud of the fact that we've never gone into the negative at all. And that's why I say I am a huge proponent for direct sales, because if you're passionate about it and you're good at it and you're not going to bother people and be sleazy and sneaky, it makes you money and you get to help people and serve people and learn how to lead and learn how to run a business, hopefully, if they have good training. And then it can fund what you actually have in your head of like making, you know, something real happen in the world. And that's not necessarily what I did. It's partially what I did, but I didn't know it was going to happen, right? I had no idea that I would start a Facebook group. And then all of a sudden now there's like 13,000 people in this group. And I only know so many of them. But anyway, so get some help, have a system, get organized. If you're not in the boss community, I would highly recommend you jump in there and workshop these ideas with other business owners. Get some proofreads going. We have a group me that we have going that's just available 24/7 for whoever. And then we do monthly Zoom calls. And then I bring on an expert in a specific topic once a month to share with us about whether it's their business or whatever their expertise is. So I'm going to recap our points here again, and we'll do a part two next week. And I want to know what you guys think and what other questions you have. So number one, why are you getting sponsorships? You have to know why. Number two, don't just focus on the money. What else can people partner on with you that gives equal value on both sides? That nope, it's not going to cost anybody money, but it's going to benefit both parties. Do your freaking research and then get help and have a system. So bada bing, bada boom. Less than 30 minutes. That was pretty amazing. I'm proud of myself. I think it's just because I had some Dunkin' coffee. Not an ad. I just love Dunkin'. I wish they would sponsor me. So what's coming up? What's coming up is next week we have Robin Long from The Balanced Life on the podcast. She is incredible. I followed her for years. She started as a Pilates instructor and then went and started her own online community and has produced hundreds and hundreds of Pilates and bar workout videos. So good for your body. And then she created this amazing sisterhood that we'll talk about more on the podcast next week. If you are in Dallas local, we have February 28th, the Boss Babe Happy Hour coming up at the Riveter. So excited to partner with them on their connecting night. We're going to bring in a few amazing people that are just creative entrepreneurs talking about authentically branding yourself. And I don't mean that in a very buzzy word way, but living and breathing your personal brand, just 100% yourself. And then of course, Austin Girl Gang. If you have a friend that lives in Austin, or you know that you have followers that live in Austin, share Austin Girl Gang on your social media. Austin.girlgang is our at symbol. Why did I call it that? Whatever. Tag us on Instagram, Austin Girl Gang. We're launching in March. Our launch event is March 16th. So if you are not going to South by Southwest, come to our event. It's only 10 bucks. It's going to be amazing. 10 bucks. And we're going to have some awesome speakers and amazing vendors and drinks and food. And it's going to be so fun. I cannot believe that we're launching a franchise of this into a new city. It's going to be amazing. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. If you like it, really honestly, right now, go to the podcast page on the app, wherever you find your podcast, rate and review, or even just rate. Just give us like, I don't even care. Just give us like some stars. No, one star. I don't want that. Unless you think it's one star, please give me your honest feedback. So love you. Thank you for listening. Gang, gang. And we will see you on social media. I'm sure I will talk to some of you soon.